George, who shadowed Earl Hines's trumpeting right hand, the melody's undertow, Boy Friday. He gets lumped in too often with Ladnier and such, as one more wannabe blowhard. But what's fair and what's true will rarely blend, like skewered lines played over a seventh chord. George larded on, soldier-like, a few years, harder to recognize, a section man. Some say fame rolled him snake eyes, bad ivories. For a time he was in demand. Sessions with Lil and Jimmy came and went their way. By 34 he'd packed it in, trading that soul-breaking business for a steady gig in banking and the odd concert spot. Say what you will, a man has his limits. Either the payoff comes, or it doesn't. But who's got any right to the first stone riding the tails of one more muddled life?